I think it's going to have a hugely positive effect. We know from our own research at Stonewall that attitudes in sport need to change. One way of doing that is having more visible lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans role models. And it would send a powerful and important message if we were to see Premier League players come out. But that said, we've seen increasing numbers of high-profile LGBT sports people in other sports, but football has significantly lagged behind.
Wonder why that is. Is it? Do you think there's a reason why football has kind of, you know, lagged behind in this situation? Is there a reason? Is it because it's just a bit of a, you know, I hasten to use this term, but that sort of very hashtag lad attitude, isn't it, really?
Yeah, potentially. You know, it's really interesting that how much we've seen other sports get ahead with this. So in rugby and in cricket, I mean, even in WWE wrestling over in the States, we have openly gay athletes and players and participants, but in the UK we don't. I think one of the reasons for that is that there's still a lot of homophobic and biphobic abuse on the football terraces from fans. We know from our research that 7 in 10 fans have heard this sort of abuse on the terraces over the last couple of years at football. And many lesbian, gay and bisexual people still expect to experience discrimination.
And I suppose that's the thing with the other sports is once someone comes out, they become a bit of a role model. The likes of Gareth Thomas have really gained a lot out of this because they've been able to come out in the open and really not have to hide away and hide their true feelings.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have a saying that people perform better when they can be themselves and not having to hide a secret or being forced to hide something about themselves. And there are plenty of testimonials from people like Gareth and from others, from Sam Stanley and Keegan Hurst, the most recent examples in rugby, that reflect that sentiment that you can perform much higher and much better if you're able to be yourself.
And of course, if we think back to the former Leeds United winger as well, Robbie Rogers, the former United States international, he was in February 2013, came out on his website, and then there's a man who I've met. I actually used to work at Aston Villa Football Club, Tommy Hitzelsberger, who, yeah. You know what, he's one of the nicest dudes on the planet. Absolutely love Tommy to bits. He's brilliant. And then obviously after he finished with Aston Villa, he came out. If somebody does come out while they're still playing right now in the Premier League, this is going to be the first time, really, since, what was it, Justin Fashanu?
Yes. Yeah, I think it will be, well, certainly at the highest level, definitely. You know, I think football certainly isn't perfect. As I said, there's other sports who are further ahead. But it's far better than it was 10 years ago. But there still is work to do and still work that Stonewall's doing to make sure that all players are accepted without exception. And we need to see every club, every steward, every official understand how important it is to tackle homophobia, biphobia and transphobia and really promote those inclusive environments so players can feel able to be themselves.
And if these two players do come out in the near future, just how important is it that they're first of all backed fully by their clubs and then obviously given the help and support once the transition has begun?
Yeah, it's crucially important. And, you know, comments from Richard Scudamore, chief exec of the Premier League today, you know, I think those are sentiments that we'd like to see echoed by other professional bodies and governing bodies in the sport, that they do fully support tackling this issue.
James, do you think you can make your work a kind of an official partnership now with, say, the Premier League or say, the Super League? Could you get together with them in an official capacity now?
Oh, I'd like to think we could. You know, we are our Rainbow Laces campaign, which aims to kick homophobia out of football, last year had the support of 75% of Premier League clubs and was seen by 30% of the UK population, and that was backed by the FA, and the FA have done some great work over the last few years to raise awareness of this issue and train staff and train coaches around the country.
I've got my Rainbow Laces, actually. They're in my shoes at the moment. I've had them since I got them with the guys from Paddy Power, which was absolutely fantastic. It's such a brilliant campaign as well, and the advert I remember so well with Giroud and the rest of the Arsenal team and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain as well. It was absolutely brilliant, that advert. What else needs to happen now, James, in your opinion? You know, this is the start, in a way, I guess, maybe, of something bigger happening, a sort of ball rolling, really, I guess. What else needs to happen now in the sport of football to help LGBT players?
There's a few things. I think we need to see leadership from the top, which we're beginning to see. We need to see support from clubs for players and for younger players as well. Also that zero tolerance message of discrimination and abuse that I've talked about on the terraces and from fans and around chanting. And the other thing actually is supporting LGBT fans themselves. There's a number of Premier League clubs who now have affiliate fan groups made up of LGBT supporters, which are being supported by the club, and that's a really positive step forward, and we'd like to see more clubs do that.
It would be great if that happens. You know what? You hear things on the terraces. I've been to countless games. Can't even remember how many games I've been to. No, and you hear some absolute nonsense come out of people's mouths, and they really should just get a bit of get a bit of common sense and education, really, and sort themselves out. I think the work that you guys do is absolutely brilliant. And you know what? Maybe now, if this story comes out, everything's going to be a different world, really. And then what Richard Scudder was saying. He's spot on, and it'd be great to see a proper partnership with the Football League and the Premier League and Stonewall. Just tell us as well, James, what else is Stonewall doing right now? What else is going on with you guys?
Well, it's Anti-Bullying Week this week. We're running our campaign called No Bystanders, which is encouraging people to stand up for fairness and kindness and to challenge all forms of bullying when they hear it, if they can. So we're encouraging people to join us this week and share their tips on how they tackle bullying, so that we can end bullying and abuse once and for all.
And where can people find out a little bit more information about your work? Stonewall,
www.stonewall.org.uk.
And they can get you on Twitter as well. You're at Stonewall UK, is that correct?
At Stonewall UK, and on Facebook, Stonewall UK as well.
Find them on there, and it's as we've just been talking then, myself and Tom were fans of WWE as well, and obviously Darren Young, you mentioned there in that piece, mentioned him, Keegan Hurst, which I've spoke to you guys about before, and let's hope that we can continue to get some positive work from the Premier League and the Football League and more on the terraces as well. Is the Rainbow Laces campaign still going on, by the way, just out of interest?
It is, yeah, and people can still get rainbow laces and lace up to show their support for kicking homophobia out of football, and they can visit our website to get them.
Fantastic. Mine haven't been out of my shoes for a year. James, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Good to speak to you both.